Looking to build wealth beyond the stock market? Gain access to alternative investment opportunities once reserved for the ultra-wealthy with Yield Street. Build a diversified portfolio with investments such as real estate, art, commercial finance, and other alternatives typically with low stock market correlation and targeting annual yields of up to 15%. Yield Street investment minimums start at $1,000. Head to YieldStreet.com to join over 275,000 members and create your account today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, we have Gail McGee. Gail is a personal trainer that has her own business called Gail McGee Fitness. On the program, we discuss her introduction to fitness, becoming certified as a personal trainer, also advice she has for up-and-coming personal trainers, how often she trains, what's her favorite body parts to train, what her diet consists of, and we also talk about her being featured on a famous television news program. Gail is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hi.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 $1,000 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I'm Gail McGee, a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor. I am passionate about what I do for a living. I love fitness, and I love sharing my knowledge with other ladies so they can get fit also. It's very rewarding for me to work with someone and watch their endurance, their strength, the sculpting of their body get more defined, and raising those happy hormones. And let's not forget, it's really nice to look quite good. Nutrition is, of course, a main component in a healthy lifestyle. It fuels the body and the mind. I provide meal plans, and I help coach people to make good fitness choices and nutrition choices. My clients range in age from 23 to 87. I do personal training, semi-private training, and small group fitness. Small group training is wonderful. It just provides such a great spirit of camaraderie. So no matter how busy you are, you owe it to yourself to work out. You are worth it.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Gail McGee's YouTube channel. She is a personal trainer based out of the East Coast in Connecticut, and we're going to talk to her about her upbringing, also how she became a personal trainer, and some other things. And we want to welcome her to the program. She is the owner of Gail McGee Fitness and also certified personal coach. Let's welcome her to the program. Hello, Gail. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Before we get into the world of fitness and you being a personal trainer, what was your upbringing like, and where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Harlem, and we moved to Queens when I was 3 years old. So, I have one sister, and, you know, pretty typical childhood. Stayed in Queens almost all my life, and had children. I had children really early. I had my first child at 17, my last child at 20. I got married young, and I just have always loved fitness. I mean, I was the person that was in front of the TV watching the Jack LaLanne show, doing all the exercises along with him. So, yeah, I just love fitness.
All right, well, that's going to segue into the next question I want to ask you. You mentioned about Jack LaLanne, and I want to ask you about your introduction to fitness. In addition to working out alongside Jack LaLanne, were you involved in any sports maybe in high school or anything with the New York City Parks and Recreations Department, or did you play sports for fun? What was your introduction to fitness like?
Well, the thing is, it's funny because people have always looked at me and assumed that I was in sports, because I look strong, but I don't like competitive sports. So, I mean, with me, it was always about movement, exercise, going into Pilates, even dance. But anything really competitive was really not my thing. So it's funny, I just didn't even love gym class. But if I ever set foot in a dance class, or a fitness class, anything like that, and the instructor wasn't there, everybody always assumed that I was the person. So even on the gym floor, but nope.
Okay, fair enough. And so now that you talked about your introduction to fitness, like you said, you were not a fan of competitive sports, but you enjoyed, again, working alongside Jack LaLanne and, of course, dancing, you know, keeping your body moving, which is very important. And I want to get now into personal training. How did you get involved in the world of personal training?
Yeah, I started going to the gym, I guess I was in about my 20s, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the weight training. So I got more into weight training. I actually did join a weightlifting gym, but then I went off into the regular gyms. So I realized how much I loved it, how much my body responded to it. It improved my mood, everything. And so I was working in the garment industry, and I got a little bit bored with that, didn't feel like I was getting much out of it. And so I started working on my certification, my ACE certification in personal training. That was about 20-something years ago, and that was my introduction. I started doing it part-time, and then I built it into a full-time business. Yeah. And predominantly working with women, yes.
Awesome. Great to hear. And you mentioned that you became ACE certified. How did you become certified as a personal trainer? Do you have to go to school or maybe do several months of any type of training? Like, how do you become certified as a personal trainer?
It's a very long, I think it's at least when I did it, it's a 3-hour exam going through everything, nutrition, movement, kinesiology, everything involved. So it's pretty detailed. It gets into a lot of science. So, there is prep work involved. I mean, at the time it was in-person prep work. I can imagine now everything's online. But it was a lot to passing that exam. And, I mean, whatever certification, be it NSAM or that ACE, that NASM certificate, any trainer should really look for a top certification because it's just very valuable. There are a lot of certifications out there, but you should definitely go for a top certification. Yeah.
I want to stay just with the certifications of being a personal trainer. Can you let the listeners know, you mentioned about ACE and NASM, but can you go into detail what the acronym or what those organizations mean, and are there any other certifications that personal trainers can get to become certified?
Yeah, and also going into like a health coach certification, which is excellent to have with that training certification. So NASM and ACE also offer that, because these days, as everybody knows, it's not just that personal training. In order to be fit, it has to be fit with nutrition, with your health. I mean, it takes into contact everything, be it sleep, your social contacts, everything. So it's really, really good to have a couple of certifications, be it nutrition or health coaching in those organizations. Yeah. So, yeah, American Council on Exercise, I mean, is what I have.
Okay. What does NASM stand for?
Oh, National Academy of Sports Medicine. So, honestly, I feel even though I am ACE certified, that NASM certification, I would honestly put it at a little bit higher than ACE. It's a harder exam for sure. I feel like it's, if anybody's looking into it, that it is something that they should seriously consider. I would say it's like the top rated one these days. I would say a lot more science to it. Not a lot more, but, a decent amount more science in that certification.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're certified with ACE. As you said, it's the American Council on Exercise. Is the what does the test consist of? Is it like a standardized test, whether it be an ACT or SAT, or is it a combination of multiple choice and maybe short answer questions or something like that, if you can remember what the testing format was like?
Yeah, it's all multiple choice, yes. And sometimes there's two answers that almost look like they're correct. But, yeah, it can be tricky at parts. It's not an easy test to pass, but well worth it. Just have to put the time in prep, and sometimes take those extra courses that prepare you for that test. But it does not involve that practical side where you will, where you're actually demonstrating something. It doesn't involve that, and it does not involve an essay.
Okay. Do you know if the format is still the same, or is it different from the last time you took it?
I don't know for sure. As far as I do know, that it is the same format. Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
not that practical one.
I got you. I want to talk now about advice. We know that the internet and especially social media, the personal training bug has absolutely gone through the roof, and there's so many YouTube channels, Instagram pages, and whatnot with personal trainers displaying their skills and strengths and whatnot. But what advice do you have for any up-and-coming personal trainers that want to get into the field?
I would say, well, for one thing, you should always prioritize yourself. It is so easy in this business to burn out and burn the candle at both ends. So I would say definitely the trainer should focus on their health, their well-being, their fitness first. And then, of course, that makes it so much better for everybody involved to, have a trainer that's well-rested, well-educated, everything. Definitely prioritize yourself. Take care of yourself first. And then to realize also that whole fitness, well-being, it's holistic. So have good knowledge about nutrition, lifestyle, and so-called hacks that are just like they're really science. Know everything about your clients, their social life, their stress, their sleep. It's really valuable information that leads to progress and results. So it's not all about exercise. And to also know it's not cookie cutter, because everybody's body responds differently to what they eat and to the exercise that they do. So, yeah, I mean, that is my advice going forward for anybody that wants to go into training or is a new trainer.
All right. You mentioned about kinesiology. Can you explain to the listeners what kinesiology means and what it entails in terms of that particular field?
Yeah, it's all about the muscles. It's all about muscle movement. How hard that muscle can contract and release. So it's when you get into isolation movement versus like a functional movement, which is really more of a whole body thing. So going into muscle movement, like a compound muscle movement, say a squat going into a bicep curl and then going into a shoulder press. So you're working that whole kinetic chain rather than to say do your bicep curls separately, do some tricep curls separately, which is kind of an older method of training unless you're specifically targeting that body part. So, it's all about muscle movement being in dance or that traditional gym exercise. And you have to make sure that everything is working properly. You don't want to just, like, work triceps and not biceps. Everything has to be, the muscles should be balanced.
Okay, fair enough. And then speaking of, you mentioned about biceps and triceps and whatnot, I want to get now to how often do you train? How many hours and days a week do you train?
Well, what I do, generally about 45 minutes, 5 to 6 times a week. And then also during that time, of course, I'm working with clients. I'm working virtually with clients. So what I will do, I will have one day that's maybe 2 weight training days. A lot of my workouts are what I call that mixed workout, where I'm doing weight training, doing Pilates, and then I'll have my cardio bursts in between, which can be, say, a minute of burpees or a minute of jumping on a trampoline or something like that mixed in. So I'm really getting that mixed workout instead of just doing, say, strength training on that day, because it's great results and it also leads to not as much muscle soreness. So a lot of my clients, I train them that way. And then I have what I call my more fun day, my Sunday dance day, which is about an hour of doing dance, which is great because I'm not moving my body in that way through the rest of the week. So I do like to mix it up.
Okay.
And that works well for a lot.
Awesome. And what are your favorite body parts to train?
The one that I think those glute muscles, the butt muscles, are really are really great for me. I love those exercises, not just for like the aesthetic reason, but because it's, building those strong glutes, I mean, it works wonders for the body, your lower back, your hamstrings, and it also just increases agility and performance, like any kind of jumps that you do, if you want to, and people that do want to go into sports. I mean, those are muscles, those strong glutes are things you really have to work with, like a lot of leg lifts, squats, lunges, anything like that really work wonders for the body. And those strong, those larger muscles also are those big calorie torches. Because a lot of people will think, oh, I want to work my abs, which is great. If you don't have any fat on your abs, that will really, you know, okay, maybe people will see your six-pack, but you have to work those larger muscles. Those are more the calorie burners. And then, yeah, maybe you will work off enough fat to actually see those ab muscles. So, and I also like, I call them the conversation muscles, the biceps and triceps, because sometimes, I mean, I have actually gotten clients from, like, my arms, which have always been pretty strong looking. So people do feel very comfortable commenting on just arms. It's like a safe thing to comment on. They say your physique. So I do like to work biceps and triceps also, but I mean, I just love working the whole body. It's very important.
Okay, and then you mentioned earlier about you working with your clients and how clients respond differently to things that they eat. And we know there's a saying that goes that abs aren't made in the gym. Abs are actually made in the kitchen. So I want to ask you, what are your favorite things that you enjoy cooking?
Yeah, what I'd like to cook, a lot of times I'm pretty basic. I mean, I like fish. I'm a big salmon fan. I like trout, anything like that. I mean, they taste good. They work wonders for the body. I love vegetables. Big fan of like broccoli, spinach, bok choy, even like turkey chili, that with a salad, bison. I do eat red meat. I don't eat a lot of it, but I do eat it. I'm a big fan of a slow cooker. I love to like make jambalaya, some chicken enchilada soup, Jamaican chicken stew. That's my heritage. I am Jamaican. And I just cook a good amount of chicken any which way, but of course fried. I mean, I love it, but we know not too much fried food. So that is generally it for me. Some full fat Greek yogurt, stuff like that. Nice nutritious smoothie and a lot of tea. I drink a lot of tea.
Awesome. Do you drink a lot of green tea?
I do, yeah. Like about 3 cups a day. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's excellent. So I would say I eat healthy maybe 80% of the time. I do have my small treat during the day, but, yeah, you just give yourself a little bit of a treat. Just keeps it enjoyable, and you can sustain it. You know, I don't believe in that depriving yourself of anything. No. That doesn't work out.
Yeah, you're really absolutely right. It doesn't work out because you have to, as you said, you have to allow yourself some room to enjoy yourself. You know, you work hard for your body, but you want to make sure you enjoy and indulge every now and then. You mentioned 80% of the time you enjoy, 80% of the time you eat healthy, and you mentioned from time to time you'll go outside and enjoy yourself. What are your favorite cheat foods?
Unfortunately, I am a sweets fan, so I will indulge in like cornbread. Sometimes even a cocktail. If I have a cocktail, generally it is something sweet. I will have maybe one cookie in the house because if I bring a lot in, that's the thing too, just kind of keep it out of reach. So if I know if I have that one cookie in the house, I'm not going to go overboard. So it's stuff like that. And, you know, a nice appetizer, some calamari, something like that when I go out. So those are generally, that's typically my cheat food. Yeah. I like those.
Absolutely. And I want to continue in staying with diet. And again, as you mentioned, all of the foods that you enjoy cooking and you enjoy eating, but we're in a trend now where everybody's body is different, and all the diets that we have, such as vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, people on a lactose, gluten-free diets and whatnot.
Right.
This is a two-part question. First part of the question is, do you recommend any diets to your clients, depending on their body structures or what they're trying to do? And the second question is, what does your diet consist of? Is it primarily pescatarian, or is it protein-based? How does that work?
Yeah, for my clients, first I ask them, and of course it depends on a few things with a client. It depends on if they want to lose weight, if their issue is that they don't have enough energy, anything like that. So, I mean, generally, if they're trying to build up, more energy, and I ask them what they eat, then I might shift their food and their lifestyle into something that will generate more energy. So it depends on that too, because a lot of the carbs, the proteins, they'll give you that energy, but also at the same time, obviously you have to sleep. You have to get your vitamin D, vitamin C. You have to go outside. The other thing that I do with a diet is to try to encourage the client to go into more of an intermittent fasting, which is nowhere near as hard as it sounds. It's like if you stop eating at 8 p.m. and you start eating at 8 a.m., just that 12 hours, or if you want to stretch it to 14, it makes a big difference in your energy, even your mood, your brain. You just wake up more refreshed, and your body isn't tiring itself out by digesting all night, because that's a waste. So, that's what I do. I ask a person what they're eating. I don't really push a specific diet. Like some of them, like keto, those, a lot of them are not sustainable. So what I will do is I will ask a person to write down everything they eat and drink for the typical 3 days, and then I'll go into that. I'll discuss it with them and what to possibly remove and what to add into it. That works out well, because the best diet, of course, is the one you can stick to. So, and I always tell people that carbs are not the enemy, just those, your bad carbs, the white rice, all the starches and, stuff like that. That should be eliminated. But your brown rice, that's like something that you should have in your diet. And it's also, of course, good for energy. So my diet, I do eat a good amount of protein. I do eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. I would say if I was to put my eating into a category, I would say it's more of the Mediterranean diet. It's a lot of olive oil. It's some meat. It's not but so much dairy. It's chicken and fish. And, of course, the other thing with a diet is you really absolutely have to hydrate. Like half of your weight in ounces every day is that's paramount. That's a big thing right there in terms of weight loss, in terms of mood, brain power, everything. You have to hydrate, and definitely
water,
juices. water is it. I mean, it fuels every process in the body. I'm not going to tell you I love the taste, but
Well, like you said, you kind of offset it. Like you said, you enjoy drinking juices, but water, man, is definitely like a secret weapon. Like, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, is it like 80% of your body is made up of water or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah, so the taste of juice is great, but I don't drink juice. That's just kind of a waste in calories. So, yeah, it's just really, really important to hydrate, because people don't even realize that it's if they don't, it's really taking energy level down and everything. So, because if it's fueling so many body processes, so how, I mean, how can you expect to have energy if you're, like, kind of letting your system dry up a little bit? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you mentioned about, you know, when you're working with your clients and make sure they get vitamin D, and it goes into vitamins and supplements. Do you take any vitamins and supplements along with your training?
I'm not big on supplements. I mean, the only thing that I do take is I have a tendency to be deficient in vitamin D. So I do, is, you know, in as much sunlight as I try to get as a dark-skinned person, sometimes it's just not enough. So what I do is I do take a vitamin D supplement. I do take some vitamin C, and I have actually been really stringent in taking so much of that, also because of COVID-19, because it's very, very important to the immune system, those two, and those are the two that I do take. So I do make sure that my diet is well balanced. I mean, make sure I have ginger, I mean, stuff like that. So it's not in supplement form, but I'm just making sure that I have all those, like, so-called superfoods. I mean, the blueberries, everything like that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I want to move along now to your personal training business, Gail McGee Fitness. Just tell the listeners out there how long you've been in business and what services does it offer?
Yeah, so my training business, like I said, I've been certified about 20 years. I have Gail McGee Fitness, which I also go under the name Restoration Body, which is like my favorite program in Gail McGee Fitness. So, and I'm also a certified health coach through ACE. So currently I'm only working virtually because of the pandemic, but I hope to return to working with clients in person very soon, probably in a hybrid situation. It's like with COVID, it opened the world up in a lot of ways and closed it down in others, because I had a client as far away as Germany that I was working with virtually. So what I do is there's a couple of programs that I have. I mean, I have something called Fit for Travel, Restoration Body, which is typically for the older exerciser, somebody that is actually out of shape, or person new to fitness. I have Buff That Body for someone who's really interested in putting on muscle. And it's like going through, I do it virtually, like I said, you don't have to have much equipment. So we do about 45 minutes of exercise, a half an hour to 45 minutes of exercise, which involves the weight training, the Pilates, the cardio bursts, which works out really well. So I found a lot of women who are not at all comfortable at the gym really love that format on virtual training. And at times, if people want to have a group, I do offer that, some small group training via Zoom or whatever platform they want to use. And, you know, if people want to get together, say anywhere from 3 to 8 friends, or to form an exercise group, we do that. So it's a lot of fun. It's effective. Get a lot of results. And, of course, that camaraderie result, you know, it really builds within that group. So that's also, it's a lot of fun and very results driven. So health coaching, and it's really going over your lifestyle. But I combine that with the personal training. And I find with the health coaching and the personal training, it's just really, really effective. So, and I even coach people maybe sometimes to meditate if there's a lot of stress going on in their life, just to meditate. And to not only, I like encourage them to do other activities if they do like those competitive sports. If they like, you know, if they have kids and they find it hard to work out, to find the time, work, you know, add some of that in with your kids. You know, it can be like playtime. So, I mean, even I have a trampoline in my old exercise studio because, you know, do some fun activities. So we do that also. Definitely have to.
Awesome. That's very important. Yeah, you got to keep that fitness fun. And like you said before, you're doing teaching about meditation and stuff. We definitely need that because our world is currently in some crazy times right now. So the meditation is definitely important. It's important to be physically strong, but it's important to be mentally strong, and that meditation keeps you grounded and keeps you based regardless of current situations or whatever the case may be. And speaking of a wonderful situation, you were featured on the television program Inside Edition. You want to tell the listeners how that came about?
Yes. Actually, they found me on Facebook. So, I got an email. And at first I looked at it and said, we want you to be part of Inside Edition. I'm like, wow, is this legit? So I did call her back. They found me on Facebook. I think there were four other women featured. And, you know, you had to be a grandmother, so which I am. My granddaughter is now 24 years old. So that is how they found me. I mean, they were looking at my profile. They looked at me on Facebook. They looked into my Instagram profile and at a website, and they did invite me after interviewing me. They did invite me onto that show along with my granddaughter. And they wanted, grandmothers with fit bodies. So, of course, the granddaughter also had to be there too. So it was it was great because you had to be fit. You had to really go through your lifestyle and, you know, your social connections, everything. It was just that package. And it was great to be featured in that way because they were just showing that, older women, great lives. They look good. They feel good. So I was really proud to be part of that group. Yeah, that was an excellent experience, and it was excellent for my granddaughter also. Yeah, that was
awesome.
That was a lot of fun. That was a highlight. Yes.
Awesome. How long did the shoot take with involving you and your granddaughter?
I would say that was at least two and a half hours. There was just like a small clip. It just happened to be a very busy news day. And I mean, I know it happened, but I'm not going to mention it. It was a tragedy that happened during that news day. So a lot of that got cut. But it just showed a lot of lifestyle and going to different places. But it was a good 2.5 hours at least. Yeah.
Awesome. You know, and you mentioned just about you and your granddaughter being featured on the television program Inside Edition and about fit grandmothers and, grandmothers having fit bodies. And I want to ask you about being strong. What's your definition of being strong?
Of course, it's like mind and body. So, I mean, muscle strength. You know, combined with, in functional movement, what you can do, muscle strength is so important, particularly as you get older. And, you should be able to do your squats within your range of motion. Do hold a plank, do some push-ups, do your lunges, because this is all part of what you're doing through every day. In order to function properly, you should have that really strong body. You should have balance. It's extremely important, but, of course, that takes strength also. So it's not even just about, some people, about looking good, but you just need it in order to have, a good functional life going forward. And, of course, there is also, that's your mind. I mean, you have to have that. That has to be strong also. You have to be resilient in mind and body. So you can, seriously, these times you have to be resilient. You have to be able to bounce back. And, sometimes those stressors in the body, in the mind, they just make us stronger. Because if you don't get them, you're not growing. You're not building. So it is – it is actually good to have those challenges. So yeah, strength, you just have to have that resilience. I think that's so important. So, you know, like I said, when you grow as you're challenged, you grow in strength. So if you're never challenged, you know, you're not growing. So that goes for mind and body.
Absolutely, man. You know, life is one big challenge, and you definitely have to be challenged so you can
stay
on your toes. And you mentioned about resiliency. You definitely got to have that bounce back in your life regardless of what you're going through. And you mentioned about, again, going back to the Inside Edition story where they featured about fit grandmothers. I want to ask you, at this current age and stage in your life, is it still easier for you to train, or is it become a challenge at times for you to kind of get your body loose and getting ready in order to prepare for a day of training, whether you're training or you're training clients?
Okay, I'm 65 now, so I do find I definitely have to take better care of myself, of course, because otherwise I will feel those challenges. So I am absolutely better with my sleep. I manage my stress better, and one of the ways is what we're talking about with meditation. You know, definitely keeping up the social networks and yeah, I find it very important that vitamin D is something also that is so important. So even with the virtual training, it's funny because I have to be a little bit more animated on screen. So I do find myself that I do have to give myself a little bit more of a push before I train clients. And that push is might be contrary to what people may think, because I may be bouncing on my trampoline before I get started with a client. But that's just getting what it is. It's getting my energy going. So it's my energy going. It's doing a little bit of stretching, because if I don't do that, I could have a problem. So because, yeah, I am older, but, yeah, I am definitely able to push through and have really great sessions. So, and of course, good nutrition. And at the same time, I have taught myself I don't burn the candle at both ends anymore. So I'm not the trainer that's like available first thing in the morning and last thing at night anymore, because I was at one time. But it's like I was saying, my advice, take care of yourself also, because then you're giving your best version of you to everybody else. No, that's really
You're absolutely important. Right about that. You know, just keep on pushing, man, and you continue to, you know, live a long and very productive life, man, and that's what it's all about. Just, you know, keep on moving and keep that body in motion. Well, Gail, thank you
that's
so
it.
Much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program.
Thank you,
so tell
Ed.
Everybody, you're welcome. Thank you. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media and a website or any other websites you want to promote. Let them know that as well.
Yes, I am on Instagram. That's just Gail McGee _. So it's GAILMCGHIE. And my website is GailMcGeeFitness.com. So again, my last name is a little hard. So it's GAILMCGHIEFitness.com. Yeah, I would love to hear from people. That would be great.
Awesome. You know, Gail, we've been through a lot in these last 2 years with, you know, COVID and other things that have happened. Any words of wisdom or any words of encouragement that you have, whatever you want to say, the floor is yours.
Okay. So I would say, yeah, with everything, it's in terms of mind, body, spirit, it's just so many of those things. They cover everything, getting your exercise in, your social network, walking is a wonderful thing, getting adequate sleep, good nutrition, eating clean foods. Oh God, that's the thing really that I did leave out. Stay away from those processed foods. That is like Yeah, that will bring on an early demise. I'm so serious there, and it robs you of energy. So that is just very, very important. Socializing, it's excellent. And just really remember to just, you know, stay a little bit more positive, a little bit more real, because what you focus on is, you know, what is drawn to you. And that, I mean, that's just the way that it is. So I'm not saying just be happy all the time. That's not always possible. But, yeah, like just really putting yourself more in a positive frame of mind, and absolutely hang out with people that are uplifting, I would say. Put food in your body that is good for it. Not just tastes good, but is good for it. And then I will also add something. Keep your weight within a normal range. I don't believe in thinness, really, but it's just so important, especially these days, to try to keep your weight within a normal range, because obesity is just a major factor in COVID-19, the severity that it will hit you. So just, yeah, keep that fitness up and try to keep the weight within a normal range. Just like small little changes add up to big results. That's the thing. And that's the thing to
awesome.
Keep in mind. Yeah.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She is a Gail McGee, a certified personal coach. And check out her business at GailMcGeeFitness.com. McGee is spelled M-C-G-H-I-E. Again, that's GailMcGeeFitness.com. And also check her out on social media at GailMcGeeFitness. Again, Gail, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you, Ed. Thanks a lot. It's been great talking to you.
Same here. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Gail McGee, a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor. I am passionate about what I do for a living. I love fitness, and I love sharing my knowledge with other ladies so they can get fit also. It's very rewarding for me to work with someone and watch their endurance, their strength, the sculpting of their body get more defined, and raising those happy hormones. And let's not forget, it's really nice to look quite good. Nutrition is, of course, a main component in a healthy lifestyle. It fuels the body and the mind. I provide meal plans, and I help coach people to make good fitness choices and nutrition choices. My clients range in age from 23 to 87. I do personal training, semi-private training, and small group fitness. Small group training is wonderful. It just provides such a great spirit of camaraderie. So no matter how busy you are, you owe it to yourself to work out. You are worth it.
Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 $100 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Gail McGee, personal trainer with her business, Gail McGee Fitness, talking about how her journey to becoming a certified personal trainer, also advice for up-and-coming personal trainers, amongst other things. Again, a big special thank you to Gail. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2 1/2 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.